Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Net Trees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. In The Courage to be Disliked, authors Ikiro Kishimi and Fumitake Koga delve into the concepts of psychology to present a compelling dialogue that explores self-acceptance, happiness, and the courage to be different. Drawing upon the philosophies of Alfred Adler, a contemporary of Freud and Jung, this book illuminates the path to living freely and authentically in a world that often pressures individuals to conform. By presenting the discussions between a philosopher and a young man, the book makes complex theories accessible and engages readers in a journey of self-discovery. It's a transformative read that challenges conventional notions of happiness and success, making it a must-read for anyone seeking to lead a fulfilled life. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, freedom from competition. The book introduces the Adlerian principle that an individual's happiness is not determined by comparison or competition with others. Adler believed that the desire to outdo others or to be superior leads to feelings of inferiority and unhappiness. The authors argue that by liberating oneself from the need to compete, individuals can pursue personal goals and values that are intrinsically rewarding. This perspective encourages readers to redefine success on their own terms and to find contentment in their unique path. It shifts the focus from a societal scale of success to personal fulfillment, advocating for a life lived according to one's own standards, not those imposed by external forces. Secondly, interpersonal relationships. Central to Adlerian psychology, as discussed in the book, is the importance of social interest and community feeling in achieving personal happiness. The authors highlight how fostering cooperative and friendly relationships, rather than ones based on power dynamics or competitiveness, can lead on to a more satisfying life. This approach to interpersonal relationships emphasizes the value of contributing to the well-being of others and the community. By advocating for empathy, understanding, and cooperation, The Courage to be Disliked presents a framework for building meaningful connections that enrich personal and communal life. Thirdly, separation of tasks. The concept of separation of tasks is another significant Adlerian principle explored in the book. It refers to the idea that individuals should distinguish between their own responsibilities and those of others. This separation enables people to focus on their own actions and feelings without overstepping into the territory of trying to control or change others. By understanding and respecting this boundary, individuals can reduce unnecessary stress and conflict in their lives. The separation of tasks fosters a sense of autonomy and accountability, encouraging a healthier approach to personal and interpersonal challenges. Fourthly, courage to be oneself. A major theme of the book is the encouragement to embrace one's true self with all its imperfections, and to have the courage to be disliked. This entails accepting oneself without seeking approval or validation from others. The authors discuss how fear of rejection or criticism often leads individuals to conform to societal norms and expectations at the expense of their authenticity and happiness. By recommending courage as a virtue, the book empowers readers to live according to their principles and passions, regardless of external judgment. It champions the belief that true happiness and freedom come from self-acceptance and the bravery to stand out. Lastly, the task of self-discovery. The dialogue also addresses the lifelong journey of self-discovery and personal growth. The authors emphasize the importance of self-awareness and continuous learning in understanding one's purpose and pursuing fulfillment. They encourage readers to question their beliefs, attitudes, and behaviors, and to remain open to change and growth. This commitment to self-discovery is portrayed as essential to overcoming limitations and achieving genuine happiness. The Courage to be Disliked inspires individuals to embark on a path of self-exploration and development, advocating for a proactive and introspective approach to life. In conclusion, The Courage to be Disliked is an essential read for anyone yearning to break free from societal constraints and find genuine happiness. By weaving Adlerian psychology principles into an accessible narrative, the book offers profound insights into personal freedom, authenticity, and the beauty of human connections. It is particularly beneficial for those feeling stuck in the cycle of comparison and competition, individuals struggling with self-acceptance, and anyone on a quest for self-improvement. This book serves as a beacon of hope and courage, reminding us that the journey towards a fulfilled life requires the bravery to be truly oneself and the wisdom to understand our place within the community. In a world where conformity and fear of judgment abound, the courage to be disliked lights the way to a more authentic, happy, and liberated existence. If you would like to support Ichiro Kishimi, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.